from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to the From Scratch podcast. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Dear listener, Nigel and I thought it would be useful about the Fosway 9 grid for talent and people success, which has just been published. And I think there's a lot of interesting stuff in it. Now, obviously, the caveat is that I now work for Fosway. So, you know, you can take my opinion as it comes, but bear that in mind. But it's quite nice to be talking about it on the podcast. So, Nigel, how should we approach this?
Well, Martin, what I thought, the reason why I wanted to talk about it, and I must say it was my suggestion rather than yours, Martin, you didn't have to drag me screaming to the party, it's rather the other way around. What struck me is the way this marketplace is evolving, and not just slowly, slowly, but rapidly, rapidly. And what struck me about this report, which I find absolutely fascinating, is I spent the last 2 9 grids looking at the consolidation, watching all the little guys getting gobbled up by the big players who are getting bigger and fatter and more substantial. And we were lamenting the fact that the specialists were disappearing and the platforms were growing and incorporating every aspect that the specialist companies were able to deliver. And lo and behold, I opened this 9 grid and the grid is absolutely ram-packed full of specialists again. So it's very interesting. I guess nature abhors a vacuum. And where there are opportunities, in have come small, innovative, I guess, tech companies who are offering highly focused and targeted expertise and software that really complements the overall talent management cycle and the people success cycle. So I was pleasantly surprised, and the grid sent me scurrying to have a look at some of the smaller players that some I'd only vaguely heard of and some I'd absolutely never heard of before. And yet they're thriving in this marketplace. So where the big guys stomp, in come the little guys, and there's plenty of green grass for them to feed on. What about you, Martin? What struck you? Am I making too big a generalisation, or do you think that is a genuine trend?
Yeah, I'm not sure that we should look at the broader category of workplace technology in a different way to other categories of technology, because this is what happens, isn't it? You do get innovators who see opportunity in a sector, and they focus on that one area where they can really make a difference. And what happens to them? They either grow, or some incumbents in the market are looking to develop that kind of functionality, so they would buy them. And I think, you know, this is, you know, because of the last 2 years and COVID and the acceleration to digital, suddenly there's a lot more interest in creating a really good digital employee experience. And then some of these newer players have, you know, they have, it's not just about the user experience and the user interface, but they are built, you know, from the ground up to do one thing very well. And they tend to be, you know, really good, you know, in terms of things like the user experience, but they do their one or two things that they offer very well. So I think it's the context, I think, has enabled this to really take off. So this grid is quite a good reflection of that. There are some very interesting specialists, and there are the suites, the bigger systems, they are also innovating. They are doing, you know, it's not like they're standing still, but I think to your point about buying and consolidation, then that is just, I think, a natural kind of byproduct of change, innovation, and people wanting to either innovate through building their own company or buying companies that are doing it already. So I think, you know, but it is this grid is really interesting because it's, you know, it's called Talent and People Success, and it's kind of broadly the talent management space. And this is a very, very critical space right now, bearing in mind the skills agenda in organisations and some of the challenges organisations are facing, and it's the focus on hybrid working. So yes, suddenly all of this stuff needs to be really good. And so how as an organisation are you going to make this really good digitally? You've got to find some really good suppliers and vendors to help make that happen.
It's all about differentiation, I think, that companies are realising that everybody's got some kind of talent management, and where it's plodding and slow, that people are shrugging their shoulders and moving away. So I think this change in organisational management of talent, so succession planning, organisational design based on roles and job descriptions and core responsibilities, all of that is being thrown out in favour of skills intelligence, talent mobility, and agile working. So in come the new people, the new players who are able to accommodate that, and therefore those companies moving in that direction are able to differentiate themselves quite dramatically. And I think it's said in the report somewhere that people's success is red hot at the moment. And that's no surprise. You know, when you look at the great resignation going on now all around the world, people's success and innovating in the people space is how you're going to keep talent, retain them, attract them in the first place. So no wonder that's happening. But it's good to see it kind of down on paper as a thing, not just a theory. You know, it's really going on. And it's like the ground is changing right in front of us. It's quite extraordinary.
I think there is a huge need for organisations to improve their digital employee engagement and their digital employee experience right now. And this is going to be fulfilled through the use of technologies. I think the grid shows it's a very buoyant, kind of fast moving and interesting marketplace. I think the question there then becomes, well, as an organization trying to kind of upgrade the employee experience, you know, where do you go? What choices would you make around your technologies? What kind of experience are you actually trying to build? And I think in the background, you've got, you know, AI playing an increasingly important role around skills. I mean, I think that's really interesting what's going on there. I think it's a space that warrants a lot of investigation for organisations, and organisations are investing in these technologies to improve their digital employee experience. But I think this is way beyond digitising what used to happen. I think that's quite an important caveat. I think the last 2 years, organisations had crisis, they went to digital, you know, and they've got ways of onboarding people now that are, you know, don't require face-to-face interventions. But the question then becomes, well, how good are these really? You know, and are they sustainable for where the business needs to go and how it needs to change? And I think that's where this grid and the trends that are talked about within the report that goes with it, it can be quite useful. It basically is highlighting the ways that the market and the solutions are changing, and there's a lot of change here. I think it is just a very interesting part of the market.
I completely agree with you. I think it is a very, very interesting part of the market, and it made me really quite excited about the possibilities for, you know, more engaged, more high touch, more emotional intelligence in the workforce, better list, all sorts of things that we've been arguing about. There seems to be a solution knocking on the door, and that's great to see. So that it's not just boring, big systems to manage and control. It's kind of light touch systems to innovate and explore and engage. That's a big shift. Martin, you agree? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think there's a lot of reason to be quite excited, I think, especially when you start to see the insight that's drawn out of, you know, from the data within the organization, drawn out through AI to help you make better decisions, maybe as an HR team, as a learning team, as a manager, as an individual, you know, what are my options in terms of my next steps? That is increasingly being mediated through technology. And, you know, that might be quite challenging for a lot of organizations where, you know, for example, you might have a culture where managers are the gatekeepers of who goes where and when. And then suddenly you've got your kind of this talent mobility where the system is saying to you, you seem to match this role that's required over here, you know, so why don't you go for that? And then you're invited to do that. Suddenly there is the manager doesn't really have much to do with that. Now, that might be quite challenging to organizations where, you know, the managers have a really important role to play there. And I'm not saying suddenly managers won't, but what I'm saying is this technology now is asking questions of where we've come from and how we've designed processes, and then what they now need to look like, knowing that we can deliver a completely different experience that is digital first. I think that this is what it's asking. And I think that's where it gets really exciting.
I agree.
It's just an opportunity to focus much more on, you know, a kind of well-being and people's development in a way we, you know, it's been hard to do because it's been anchored in quite manual, lengthy processes. So, yeah, this is all very interesting.
I do too. I think we should stop there, Martin, at that point. But it's really my shift in online learning from translation, which is taking what existed before and simply translating it into digital, to transformation, where you rethink the whole process. We're seeing the same thing going on in terms of, you know, people management and people success. So I think what could be better? So look at the Fosway report. I encourage everyone to download. It's free. Download it, fosway.com. And this is your first report, Martin. And it's a groundbreaker, I think, a really interesting change in direction for many, many organizations, reflected in the software that is coming up to meet their need. So, Martin, good to talk to you. Interesting conversation. Thank you.
Thanks, Nigel. From scratch.